Hello and welcome to the podcast, whatever I decide to call it in the future. Not quite sure right now. What was it? Sir Thriver's Guide to Health, I think.
I think that was it. Okay. I think that was the one we landed on.
All right, cool. So I hope you enjoy that name. Hope that's the name I go with. But anyway, so I'm Matthew Diaz, an integrative health practitioner. This is
Sharetta Bradby. I am a holistic home birth doula.
Yeah. And I guess we'll probably explain how we know each other. So we met each other in a business group. So I'm trying to grow my integrative practice, and she's trying to grow her doula practice. And we also met through a mutual friend, I guess, because
yes.
of Brittany,
yes.
who will hopefully eventually be on this podcast.
On the podcast. Yes.
Yeah, she's a very busy lady.
Busy
so.
Bee. Yes.
But anyway. So I thought we have great conversations, why not record them? Because a lot of health conversations are kind of dull, or they're not really integrative. They're not really taken from a point of we don't know everything, but what do we know? What's been working in the real world?
Mm-hmm.
So let's, what's today's topic?
Today's topic, we're going to talk a little bit about what we do.
Right.
What we
but
do.
But first, personal anecdotes to make us feel like we're human beings too.
Very good. Okay. Personal anecdotes.
All right. My sec. So I recently had a birthday. It went awful. but I'm going to skip that part because I wasn't planning on talking about it.
Okay.
The other part, if you can't tell, I like to be open and honest.
Yes.
But we did plan this podcast.
So we did plan the podcast.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about, not so much. But that's okay. Here we are.
Loose outline.
Yeah.
Two little vacations ago, I guess, two vacations ago, found out a family member or a baby mama of a family member, however you want to put it, she had her thyroid removed, and it really shocked me how many times doctors just, they spot a problem, and they don't give people many options, and they just remove whatever. It's like they wanted to remove my knees, so I don't know why I was shocked, but yeah.
What?
At one point, they wanted to swap my knees out.
Are you kidding?
No, they don't. They really, that's like their mechanic shop. She did. Okay, you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's that one doctor who was just like, yeah, you're just going to have to, replace your knees in like 5-10 years or something. And I was like, that's 30. I'm 35 now, by the way.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, birthday, yeah.
So yes, birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awful birthday. But anyways, don't worry. The people who I'm referencing will never will never watch this. Anyway, that was my personal anecdote.
Love your personal anecdote. My personal anecdote would be that my husband's birthday is the day after Matthew's, so they're like almost birthday twins, born on the same year as well. So my husband also turned 35.
Yes.
And we, didn't really celebrate too hard. Mm. We went to Ghana last month. And that was what he wanted for his birthday. And so he was like, whatever. My wife took me to Ghana, so I'm fine. We don't have to do anything ever again. And I'm like, well, no, we're going to do stuff. Hmm. But I ended up doing his hair all day.
Yes. Hopefully he's on the podcast, too. He's pretty cool. Trained in
Super
China
cool.
in
yes.
a monastery.
Yes, he did.
Studying Kung Fu. It is Kung Fu.
Kung Fu, yes, yeah. yes. His bread and butter is Bagua, so that's fun.
Yeah,
it's the dancing martial art, which I thought was fun because I'm also a dancer.
That's right. Oh yeah, we didn't explain that too. So,
yeah.
Brittany, dancing company, Sharetta, dancer in that dancing company, also a doula, also married to martial arts kung fu guy who trained in China. Not making any of this up.
This is our life.
So people you meet when you're just trying to pursue your passion and trying to follow or trying to create the life that you want to create.
You
want to
have,
Which I think is pretty awesome. Otherwise, you're kind of like with people by default and you have the life of default. Again, she's that. They'll never watch this. Anyway, are great people, but
of course
just
they
not.
Are. Of
they're
course
just
they are.
Not on. the frequency of the new life you're trying to. Yes. I was actually just listening to that song I sent to you. Was it Wonders? Or I think it was like Wonders, where the lyrics is I have to go. Oh man, I'm butchering the lyrics, but I have to leave. I don't expect you to understand, but I have to go somewhere where a kingdom, you know, awaits or something like that. A kingdom that he's been locked out of or something like that.
Oh, I think. Okay.
Yeah. Deep lyrics.
That's deep.
Yeah, and I love that stuff. And I was like, that's how I feel, because when you're trying to do something with your health or something that's different in your life, a lot of people. Seriously, it's like a wall comes up. They don't believe you. They don't want.
They don't want to hear anything you have to say, because it's all about accountability, you see. Mm. Because, you know, as you're doing better and wanting to do better with your life and for your life, it's a mirror. Everyone's a mirror. So it causes them to look at themselves, and people don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to really do that, right?
Throw a tarp over that mirror. Mm-hmm. They just go blank. Mm-hmm. So anyway, but don't let you gotta do better for yourself. And yeah, let's get into the topic, because we're going to keep this episode short. So I think that was a fun conversation.
Anyway, yes, it was.
We'll probably do a few in one sitting recording. So if we're wearing the same stuff, that's why. Anyway, so what do you do as a doula? I've never heard the word until I met her.
That happens often, actually. Mm. That happens to me a lot. but it's actually, you know, been around for a very long time. Like, I'm not gonna say like I know like the year that doulas became a thing, but it's been since the beginning of time.
Mm, yeah, you don't have to do a lecture. We're just
just chatting it up.
Cool. Yeah, so you're good.
So yeah, so as a doula, what I call my six pillars of care would be emotional support, physical support, information, advocacy. And by that, I don't mean that I advocate for my client. I help them to learn how to advocate for themselves, especially if they're going into a hospital setting. That's for another day.
Hospital setting, yeah. Mm-hmm. The more I talk to her, the more it makes sense, and the less scared I was about pregnancy. So if you're scared about pregnancy, really good to talk to someone who knows how to do it naturally and who knows like a lot of the options, because the doctors and the nurses who are just in that world of emergency, let's go through, you know, the numbers. Mm-hmm. They're not going to give you that information. So
they
it was really
absolutely
refreshing.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Really refreshing to talk to her, so definitely reach out. It's mother nurture. I know we're going to do this at the end, but mother nurture.
Mother nurture. And, you know, we'll get more into that name later too. So I also support the partner and the family, because a lot of times it's all about mom and baby, right? And like, dad gets overlooked, and you know, it's like, hey, he needs stuff too. He needs.
I never considered myself in that equation as a someday dad.
Yes.
Maybe. Which again, also
working on that.
Also talking to her made that sound better. You know, like less scary. And I think that's what a lot of the messages we get on the TV and all these
fear
about everything. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So
Yes. And the last pillar is preservation of memories, because, you know, I'm a mom of two, and my son was born, and I was very, you know, modest, and I'm like, no, I don't want anyone else in the room, you know, no cameras in my face, I don't want that, you know? And now I really regret not preserving those memories in that time, because I was there. Right, but like I was literally like transported into another dimension during labor. It's a whole situation.
I have to point this out. And you did your birth naturally.
Yes, all natural for both of my births. We were in the water, which was very, very helpful as well. I'm also certified to do water births. That's my bread and butter. I stand behind that. It's just great for everything. But, you know, I wish I had preserved more memories with my son. So I learned my lesson, and I got a lot of pictures and video from my daughter's birth. So
awesome kids. maybe someday they'll also be on the podcast.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, you know, maybe one day. I'm sure Aris would have something to say for
sure. New Spider-Man movie coming out, you know.
Oh,
so
he's excited.
Talk about that.
He's been counting down.
I want to go see as well. But anyway, that's if just for reference, because you never know when they're watching this video or listening to a podcast, that's the second Spider-Man movie, which I hear they did two back-to-back. There's actually going to be a third one.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Oh, I didn't know that.
Very interesting.
In a year, so me and Aris are super excited.
Very excited.
So anything else you wanted to add?
No, that's really it. You know, so far as far as what I do, that's, you know, kind of a nutshell. We can get deeper into that later.
Yeah, this is
what do you
tidbit.
Do as a health coach practitioner?
It's so much to add about what she does that it just again makes me feel so much better about the birth and process. So I am an integrative health practitioner. This is my podcast that there's probably 100 or 200 episodes on it. So, but you know, different person as I get older, as I gain more knowledge. So I wanted to reintroduce and also wanted to introduce some great people that I met that I think have a good voice and will make it so much easier to do a podcast than by yourself just talking in a room.
To the screen.
To screen,
or
yeah.
To no one, yeah.
To no one, yeah, it's so weird. Anyway, so basically what I do is conventional medicine has these tests that tell you nothing. There's no actionable information until like a tripwire hits and you have a diagnosis. And then in that case, that's where they give you the pills or surgery. Well, there's this wide spectrum of health that they're not telling you about. And that's with different testing, and they're typically considered functional medicine testing, where you can see where you are on the spectrum of health. How much health do you have? How close are you to more symptoms or more or a diagnosable disease? And even sometimes some of the tests, although I don't cure, treat, or diagnose disease, I don't do those things.
Me neither.
a lot of times doctors miss diagnosis anyway, which honestly is probably a good thing because they would prescribe those drugs.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
They cement the issue in there. Like the thyroid was one of the, that was my first, my second big issue was the thyroid. So first one that I learned to live with for a very long time was arthritis. And the second one was hypothyroid. I remember the first time I got a bad result from the usual blood work. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? It's always normal, even mm-hmm. though I was miserable and unhealthy and getting worse. And it was hypothyroidism. And then you read about it. Feel free to look it up and do some searches in different organizations. A lot of people do not like the way, even conventionally minded people do not like the way our doctors, our health system treats people with thyroid issues.
Or any issues.
Pretty much anyway. So anyway, so what I do is I help people with the root causes. So by fixing the roots, the leaves are nice and healthy.
The leaves are able to grow and be free and
It's
free of dis-ease.
Dis-ease, that's right. Mm-hmm. So you'll hear that phrase commonly. So we'll end it here. And then, call to action, guys. Subscribe to this podcast or YouTube channel. I'm probably going to put it on a few different things, possibly Rumble. If the videos are too free thinking and too much free speech, they'll be on Rumble. For the social medias and the 1 minute like tips and stuff, mm-hmm. Instagram and TikTok. And that's going to be also like Matthew the Health Coach and
Mother Nurture. I'm working on that. I have the TikTok, the mm-hmm. Tiki Talk, but we're working on like a family TikTok.
Okay.
So
different sides of Shiretta.
Different sides.
And the Bradbys.
Yes, and the Bradbys. We do so many things.
Yeah, right. But we didn't touch on a lot. But anyway,
that's
next episode. We got
more to come.
many more to come. Okay, see you guys in the next one. Bye.
Bye.